So welcome everyone to So Wealth Destiny. Today's call is about removing your set points, removing the ceiling that we placed that we keep hitting that doesn't allow us to move forward. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you exhale slowly, go ahead and just take a look at for yourself. So we're going to start where we are. So look at for yourself when you think about your wealth, your money, your finances. Where do you feel you keep getting stuck? One more deep breath. So look at the last 3 months, or maybe for some of you, maybe the last 3 years. So we want to take an average. And notice how hard you've been working. Notice what you've been working toward, and notice what actually ends up in your account at the end of the year. Okay. We're going to allow everything that we've been working for, or everything that we've been working through, to come up to the surface so that we can acknowledge everything that's attached to that. We can acknowledge the sadness. We can acknowledge the pain. We can acknowledge the hard work. We can acknowledge the sacrifice. We can acknowledge the disappointment, disillusion. So really, really look at what has been your ultimate desire. Maybe your desire has been to retire early. Maybe it has been to buy a new home. Maybe to have a certain amount in your retirement. Maybe it has been to start a new career or leave the job that you're in or travel. Whatever that has been for you, and whatever the limitation. So either at the end of the month, you end up at the same place, or at the end of the end of 6 months, the end of the quarter, the end of the year, you end up at the same place. So look at where that number. For some of you, maybe a single digit. For some of you, maybe a double digit amount. For some of you, maybe a 3, 5, 6 digit amount. But notice where you get stuck. So what you're looking for is, I'm working so hard and I end up at the same place. I'm working so hard and I still seem to arrive or to go back to where I was. Okay, one more deep breath. Okay, and make sure that you're muted, please. I'm gonna make sure. Okay, one more deep breath. Okay. So now notice. So we're going to, now that we've acknowledged where we are, we acknowledge what keeps coming up for us. Now we're going to look at where we want to go. Okay, so this is where we are. This is everything that we've been working through, and we kind of end up here. Sometimes we feel we go one step ahead and then two step back, or three steps forward and one step back. So just notice, where is that place that you land? And then we're going to look at, where do you want to be? So we're going to look at that gap. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. For some of you, it may be an enterprise that you're creating. For some of you, it may be your new home, your new career, your vacation home, your new business. What is that for you? And when you look at it, where it is, we're also going to look at everything that shows up, the pain in getting there. So we may feel disillusioned. We may feel disappointed. We may feel that it's not for us. We may feel like it's just a dream. We may feel like it may take, oh my gosh, it's going to take a long time, 10 years instead of 5 years, 3 years. And notice any fears that are coming up, any fears from the past, any fears from other events, other such ventures that you went into. Any sense of failure, a fear of failure, or fear of success. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So the way fear of success shows up is that when you look at what's next for you, and you think about all the abundance, all the prosperity, all the money you could have, then the next thought goes to, what am I going to do with it? How do I save it? How do I invest it? How do I continue to make it grow? And then you start thinking about either giving it to some person, put it in its business, taking care of everybody else. So that thought, sometimes it's a good thought, but oftentimes it's a thought of unworthiness. You feel like it's so much money that you don't deserve, or so much money that you might as well share it before it disappears, before it goes away. So again, notice everything that is coming up. We're looking for all your patterns. We're looking for your patterns around money. We're looking for your patterns around abundance and prosperity. And notice if the idea of you having lots of money, lots of wealth feels unsafe. How does that feel to you? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel joyful? Do you feel excited about it? Or do you feel unsafe? Are you afraid that somebody may take it, that you may lose it all, that somehow you will make wrong decisions, that people will show up with emergencies, or that you will somehow mismanage it, or that you will be either, so the word that is coming up is like blackmail. So deceived, manipulated, controlled into giving it away into. So that feeling of being unsafe, all of that is from the past and from past experiences. And then other things that are coming up are the way others would relate to you. Others will be jealous of you. Others will not accept you. Others would be disappointed. Others would be angry. So notice all these feelings. All of these things are the things that are in your way, that get in the way of you receiving and having and allowing to come in, allowing more money to come in. So we want to delete all of that, delete all of that. And notice if any karma. So let's say that in the past, you took advantage of someone, or somebody else took advantage of you. That feeling of it taking advantage of, or you taking advantage of others, it's going to come up as guilt. Either I feel guilty that it did that, or I feel sad that they did that. So let's release all of that, bring it up out to the surface. And let's allow all that karmic data, debt, to come up. Anywhere else you feel guilty about money, the way you manage money, the way you manage other people's money, the way you facilitated money, the way you invested money, the way you spent money. So look at any partnerships in the past, or all those times, or any time you borrowed money from somebody. How did you honor that agreement? Whether even if it's your credit cards. So let's delete and uncreate all of that. Let's delete and uncreate all of that. All of that is repelling. Because there's a part of you that feels guilty about it. There's a part of you that feels sad about it. So we're going to clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Let's allow all that regret, all that resentment, all that guilt to come up to the surface. All the ways that you took advantage, all the ways that you took that greed was bigger than you. And you allowed greed to take over. So when I clear, delete, just retransform, clear, just retransform. Entitlement. Entitlement is you feeling like you deserved, or that you had a right to something. So notice any time, whether it was with your employer, whether it was with a loved one, whether it's with a friend or partnership, anytime you felt entitled to their money, their wealth, their prosperity. And sometimes what I've seen is people feel entitled when they don't have it and others do. Well, they have so much of it, so they can give this to me. And a lot of times what that leads to is embezzlement or mismanagement, people taking money, stealing money. So we're going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. And it may not be that degree, to that degree, but it may be with people that you love, people that you borrow money from, people that borrow money from you. So we're going to clear, delete, trust, transform. Maybe your parents, it may be your children, it may be your siblings, it may be friends, whatever that may be. So we're going to release all that guilt, all that karma. We're going to delete and create that, 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 across the time, dimension, space, and reality, not direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, clear, clear. So again, every time, anytime you felt taken advantage of, all those times you felt taken advantage of, all those times you felt manipulated, all those times you felt deceived, all those times others thought they had a right to your money, to your wealth, to your prosperity. So we're going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. We're going to bring all of that up to the surface. All those times others felt they had a right to decide your value. Now, anytime your parents took advantage of you, or your siblings took advantage of you, or your partner took advantage of you, they felt they had a right to you and your value and your money. So we're going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. We're clearing everything in the throat area and everything in the heart space. All of this is what keeps us from reaching that which we desire. Earlier we talked about this is where you are and where you desire is out here. So in order to be able to reach that, we want to clear what's in between. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform across the time, dimension, space, and no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Okay, one more deep breath. Now feel into your throat and feel into your heart. So the throat is really important because you want to be in integrity with what you're asking for. You want to be in integrity with what you're inviting in. If you're saying, I want to break through the ceiling, and let's say your ceiling is 60,000, 80,000, and you want to break through the ceiling to 150,000. If in your throat, you're holding regret, resentment, if your throat, you're holding blame, fault, if you're holding fear or victimization around money, how others use money, how that impacted you, how that influenced you in your life, that barrier is not going to allow you to be in integrity with 150,000. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. One more deep breath. Now, go ahead and state to yourself your desire. So if you're breaking through this current ceiling, what is on the other side? What is beyond the ceiling? What's that number? What does that look like? Even if you're saying a house, what does that look like as monetary? 500,000? A million? What does that number look like for you to have what you desire? To have the house, to have the enterprise, business enterprise, to have the vacation, to have the lifestyle that you desire. What does that look like? Now go ahead and state it to yourself again and notice your throat. Notice if you feel in integrity with it. One more deep breath. Notice the top of your throat getting tight and restricted. Now let's identify what is keeping you from being really comfortable. So this is where we're matching your vibration with that which you desire. So let's look at what is making you uncomfortable. What is making you out of alignment? What are you repelling in your field that is not allowing that number to become your reality? One more deep breath. So the things that I'm hearing is, I don't deserve. I'm not worthy of it. How could that be for me, or how could that be so possible or easy? So there's a part of you that feels like whatever you desire has to be hard work. So we're going to delete and uncreate that. The unworthiness, undeserving-ness, that is feels like it's connected to a couple of different things. One, there's a part of you that still feels like I have to earn it in order to deserve it. I have to work through it in order to feel worthy of it. So we're going to delete all those conditions that you place for yourself. All those conditions. Okay, and we're also going to delete everything that you're honoring. So some of you are honoring your family. You're honoring your journey. So meaning that when you think about 150,000 and you think about how others have done it, or whether or not others, you deserve it or not. If they work hard, especially if your family members, your parents, your siblings, everybody else, everybody who you felt they're working so hard, there's a part of you that says, well, if they're working so hard, then how can I just give it to myself? Like you feel like you have to experience some of that pain in order for you to deserve it or feel that you're worthy of it. So let's delete and uncreate that, delete and create that, delete and uncreate that, delete and uncreate that, delete and uncreate that, delete and uncreate it all across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, transform, transform. All that is. Okay, go ahead and take one more deep breath and exhale. So I still see it in the back of the throat, and it's coming from the back of the throat, and I see it going back. So this is lifetimes. This is your many lifetimes. So let's pull up all those lifetimes in which you feel unworthy of money. If you feel unworthy if others cannot have it or don't have it. You feel unworthy if your family is not taken care of. If your family has to sacrifice, then you feel guilty about having money. Let's see. So I'm still seeing some lifetimes where you feel unsafe. So let's pull that up as well. All those lifetimes in which money was unsafe, especially if you were a woman, or especially if you were of a certain class, then you would be targeted, or others would deceive you or try to take it from you. They would feel that you were unworthy of it, and they would want it for themselves. So let's delete and create all those fears. All those fears are your vibration around your shoulders, around your arms. So let's delete and create all that trauma. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. Clear, trust, we transform. Clear, trust, we transform. Some images that are coming up are ancestors that had positions of servitude or indentured servitude. And they're coming up as unworthiness and servingness in your field, meaning that when you look at, again, their struggle, and you look at everything that they work for, and their value wasn't honored, they weren't seen for their value. So they suffered and they settled. That it's coming in and it's connecting to your shoulders and into the back of your throat and the bottom of your throat. So we want to clear all of that. We want to clear all of that from your DNA. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, trust, we transform. We want to clear from your DNA. We want to clear it from your vibration. We want to clear from your cellular level. We want to clear it from your subconscious mind. Let's pull all of that out, all of that, all of that, all that ancestral stuff, all of that, karmic stuff that you're bringing forward. Let's delete and agree. Let's pull it all out. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. Clear, delete, trust, we transform. And let's send it back. Let's give it back to them. Let's send it back to source. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are complete with that. We are complete with that. We're complete with it. One more deep breath. And there's a lot of pain attached to that. If you remember your grandparents, if you remember your parents, if you remember the struggle, if you remember the pain, if you remember the sacrifices that they made, you remember the hardship that they endure. There's a lot of pain attached to that. So we need to clear, 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 clear. There's a lot of guilt in your throat about that feeling like they went through all of this. And here I am asking for so much. So that you're feeling like, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It's what they chose, and this is what you're choosing. We chose this at a certain level. So in a clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in a direction of time. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. One more deep breath. And go ahead and state to yourself again that number. So you are here now, but what is the number that you desire? What is your ideal number? What is the dream that you desire? Okay, one more deep breath. And notice how that feels to you. So we're closing that gap. We want to close the gap so that you can be in alignment with wherever you are. So again, where are you? You're at 60, 70, 80,000 a year, 100,000 a year. Where is that new number? 150, 200, 500,000, 600. 600,000, a million. And notice as I'm going up in the numbers, notice if you feel the tightness in your throat where you're getting less and less comfortable with that number. So let's clear, delete all of that, clear, delete all of that, clear, delete all of that across the time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. So there's something that is coming up. One of the sort of barriers that is coming up as we went up in those numbers, it's your capacity. So there's you have a belief system that you can handle. I can handle 100,000. I can handle 150,000. I can handle 200,000. So notice where your limit is, where you're limiting yourself. So where you place that limitation. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now, tune into yourself. What is my capacity? So if you have an idea that you create wealth from service, and let's say that you're serving 100 people or 200 people, and in order to increase your income to, let's say, 500,000 or a million, you have to serve three times that amount. And notice how that feels to you. What is your capacity? And release that. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Now we can look at income. If your money comes from a job or a specific source, notice if you're doubting, or if you're going into your head and you're getting frustrated because you're not feeling or not believing that there are other places or other forms of income or streams of income that can come in for you. Okay, one more deep breath. So realize that everything is possible, that you're creating your reality every single day. realize that everything, miracles happen every single day. It's a choice. It's an openness. And it's holding the space for it. So clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, transform, clear, delete, trust, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. One more deep breath. Okay, now go ahead and state that number again to yourself. Your number. Where are you up leveling to? What's that number for you? Go ahead and state it. And you can also state it as, I receive X amount. I allow X amount. I am worthy of X amount. I am deserving of X amount. I am open to receive it now. I am open to receive X amount. I am aligned with, and just notice the different statements and how they feel. So we need to clear some contracts that you have. So some of you have contracts of like debt, holding debt. So debt being bigger than your savings or being bigger than the amount that you're able to hold on to. So we're going to clear all those contracts of debt. Clearly, clearly, clearly. We're going to bring them all up to the surface. All contracts with agreements, documents, facts regarding debt. Karmic debt, financial debt, emotional debt, mental debt. Energetic spiritual debt that is connected to your money, that is constricting, restricting the flow of money, that is obstructing the flow of money, that is interfering with the flow of money, the exponential flow of money. So in a clear, delete, trust, we transform, 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 across the time, dimension, space, and reality, in the direction of time. We're going to clear, 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 delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. We're going to clear everything that you're holding for the collective. Anything about sacrifice. So sacrifice, indentured servitude, debt, there's one more. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. What's interesting, because the statement that came in was debt and taxes. So owing money to other institutions. We're also going to clear that. That's interesting that that came up. So if you feel like the more money I have, the more debt I will have, or the more taxes I will have. The more money I have, the more will be taken, or the more I will have to pay. The more money I have, the more others will show up to collect it. So we're going to clear, delete all of that, 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 across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. One more deep breath. Yeah, so there's a couple things that are coming up, and this came up earlier. Greed came up earlier. So this was, the way it came up before was you going into greed and taking advantage of others and taking advantage of your position, feeling entitled to others and their resources, their money, their wealth. So we're going to delete all of that, delete all of that, delete all of that. Now, the way greed is showing up is on the other side. So feeling like it's actually both sides. So as money comes in, it's being afraid that you're going to lose it. So you begin to hoard it. So I see like arms going out and trying to hold it all in place, trying to hold it all for yourself. So we're going to delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create greed and fear of others taking. It's really interesting because, the idea of having more is becoming more abundant. But what the way it's showing up is the more you have, the more you want to hold on to it, the more you want to keep it for yourself. So you're also, what is showing up is that you're also disrupting the exchange of money. You're interfering with the law of exchange. So in a clear, delete, trust, be transformed, clear, delete, trust, be transformed, clear, delete, trust, be transformed, clear, delete, trust, be transformed. We're going to clear all of that from your field, everywhere you're refusing to participate in the law of exchange. Because what you're doing is when you're interfering with that, you're just allowing money to come in, but nothing is going out. So you're not contributing back. So we're going to clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. It doesn't have to be 50%, comes in and then 50% goes out. But we get to participate. We get to add value to others. We get to contribute to others, whether it's the people around us, whether it's the economy, whether it's people that we care about. But we get to contribute to others. So we get to contribute to others' businesses. So that's the law of reciprocity. So when I clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform. Everywhere you go into the mode of hoarding your money. Which is also a form of greed. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. And you may not feel it, but when you think about having the money and think about, oh, the franchise, the tax company or government is going to come in and take it, or and then I have to pay this fee, and I have to pay this fee, and I have to pay this fee, and then others, and then you, and then in your mind you see your money going down, going down, going down. Then that feels like that brings up anger. So I see anger coming up into your throat. Feeling like it's being taken from you. You have it now, and now you have to give it away. So let's delete that. That's actually really important, the law of reciprocity. It's really, really important that you feel like once you're in that flow, that you keep that flow going, and that you always know and move into that knowing that you've opened it up. And that when you trust it and you're taking care of what you need to take care of and you're in gratitude, that more will come in. So in a clear, delete, 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 trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, transform. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. So just right in here, the side of the throat, and then the back of the throat back here. Go ahead and state your amount again. Go ahead and state your amount again, because there's something there. It doesn't feel like it's from this lifetime, but it actually feels more spiritual interference. Go ahead and state your amount to yourself. I am worthy. I am deserving of this. Okay, so yeah, it's entity interference. They just reveal themselves. So we're gonna ask Archangel Michael, the Golden Angel of Angels, to come in and clear away, clear out all spiritual interferences and balances of disturbances, earthbound and intergalactic, that are interfering with your ability to align with all which you desire. Infinite amounts of wealth, infinite amounts of prosperity, abundance, everything that you desire, so that you may create your greatest dreams and live your greatest life. One more deep breath. Yeah, so I can see them being pulled out from the back. So I'm clear, delete, 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 trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, clear, delete, trust, we transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete. All that is across the time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. One more deep breath. We're going to release all residue of that. We're going to release all imprints of that. We're going to release all energy, chemical, data, lower consciousness of that. Release it all, 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 release it all. Clear all of that, delete all of that, and create all of that. Very good. Clear, 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 clear. Okay, so that definitely feels a lot better. Okay, one more deep breath. So right above your crown, I see another layer, like another limitation or another condition. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and just kind of tune into that. So this one is connected to your relationship with God, Source, Universe. So what the image that they're showing me is, it's actually having a layer over, almost, it feels like almost like a hat that has a flat, long surface. And you're looking down and you're kind of looking up, trying to acknowledge your connection with God, Source, Universe. And it feels, not only does it feel unworthy, but there's a part of you that feels ashamed. So let's look at that shame that is coming up, okay? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So it feels like it's a couple different things for it. So for each one of you. So one of the belief systems is religious doctrines. In religion and different types of religion, we are not encouraged to ask for money, to ask for more. We're not necessarily encouraged to, you know, ask to have or dream to have millions of dollars. We're asked to be humble. We're asked to be grateful. So, and instead of us feeling like we have the support of God, church, religion, the way it's taught to us or the way it was taught to us to dream big and be wealthy and become millionaires and billionaires, these doctrines are kind of squashing that energy, squashing that desire, that that it's ambition, not in a negative way, that ambition to have big dreams. And so I see that layer above that every time you kind of want to look up and look to what is possible, it comes down. It comes down in the top of the head. So again, like severing that connection from your crown to all that is possible for you. So again, in a way, it's keeping us dim. It's keeping us small. It's keeping us in that poverty consciousness because we're asked to be humble. We're asked to be in humility. And the definition is not just, you know, being transparent. It's about, you know, not asking for more, settling for what you have. Not having those big dreams or desires. So we're going to delete and uncreate all of that. We're going to delete and uncreate all of that. We're going to delete and uncreate all of that. We're going to delete and uncreate. We're going to delete that layer on top of the crown that is like it feels like it's pressing down and it's like it's kind of pushing you into shame. So we're going to clear, delete, trust, retransform, clear, delete, trust, retransform, clear, delete, trust, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. Clear, 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 delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, trust, retransform, clear, delete, trust, retransform, clear, delete, trust, retransform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality in the direction of time. We're going to release that layer. All that connected to religious doctrines, all that connected to being humble, settling for what we have, all that idea of renouncing, denouncing material possessions and just being humble or in acceptance of what is being given. or what we have at the time. So I'm going to clear delete all of that, clear delete all of that, clear delete all of that, clear delete all of that. Press the time, dimension, space, rally, now direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Releasing shame connected to asking for more. Releasing there's guilt and blame, but not so much. It's mostly shame. Anything else that is coming up about, And so the statement that I'm hearing is you should be ashamed of yourself. So if you've heard that before, if that resonates with you, it's that that's embedded in your field that says, who do you think you are? So clear, delete, 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 clear, all of that, clear, all of that, clear, all of that, clear, all of that, clear, delete, just retransform. And then again, I hear it again, you should be ashamed of yourself. And then kind of shaming you by showing you what others don't have. So in a clear, 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 clear. They're making you responsible for what others don't have. They're making you responsible for the pain of others. They're making you responsible for the poverty of others. So in a clear all of that, 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 clear delete, 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 just be transformed, clear delete, just be transformed, clear delete, just be transformed. Okay, go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Okay, very good. So that layer that was sitting on your crown, that's gone. Okay, so we're going to connect you to source. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And then send a beam of light from the top of your head, from your crown to source. Now let's do it again. And this next beam of light is going to be bigger and wider. One more deep breath. Send it up. One more deep breath. Send another beam of light. And what you're doing is you're establishing your new connection. You're reestablishing your new connection with source from this place of not feeling ashamed. Ashamed was your block before to connecting to abundance and prosperity. So you're releasing that guilt or that shame that was there about asking for more, dreaming bigger, being open to receive more. So we're going to clear, delete, 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 just retransform, clear, just retransform, clear, just retransform. As a time, dimension, space, and really no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Okay, one more deep breath. Okay, let's do this one more time. Go ahead and send another beam of light to source. And now the beam of light is 8 inches wide. For some of you, it may be 10 or 12 inches wide. Or you may want to send another one so that's 10, 12 inches wide. So your connection with source is strong. And it's open. And nothing is interfering with it. One more deep breath. And in your connection, in this moment, you're connecting with love. You're connecting knowing that you're worthy and deserving. You're connecting with open arms and open heart. You're connecting to your divine inheritance. You're connecting, realizing, acknowledging that wealth and abundance comes from above. That it's already part of your DNA. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. You're connecting and you're allowing this to be so. You're allowing this to be your true nature. One more deep breath. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Anything in the way of that. You're moving into that knowing that abundance is your divine right. You're moving into this knowing that abundance already percolates throughout your body. It is a vibration that it's already within you. One more deep breath. clear, delete, 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 transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, cross at time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Clear, 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 delete, 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 transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, one more deep breath. One more deep breath. Now look at what's next for you. Now that you have this openness, now that you have this channel, go ahead and state that for yourself again. Go ahead and state your number again. And everything that you desire, the vision of your life. And notice how that feels now. Notice how that feels for you. Notice how that feels in your throat. Notice how that feels in your heart. Notice if you're still out of integrity with it. I will notice how comfortable it now feels for you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. This is also a decision that you make because this is connected to your value. You get to decide this is what I'm worth. Regardless of my education, regardless of my age, regardless of my skill set, regardless of my background, regardless of my upbringing, this is the decision that I'm making. This is my value. I am deciding that. I am choosing that. So go ahead and claim that. This is what I deserve because I decide that, because I'm choosing it. One more deep breath. When I look at that gap from where you were to what you desire, that which you were stating earlier, most of you are already there. There's a few of you that you're just about to close that gap. So let's just see what that little bit that it's left is. Okay, go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, so that feels that it's connected to your heart. So let's see what's in your heart. So what I'm hearing is feeling into it. And what you're saying is that I don't know what it feels to be a millionaire yet. I don't know what it feels to be a billionaire yet. I don't know what it feels to be, to have a thriving business where I have everything I desire. So what you're saying is that I'm not connecting to that yet. I'm not feeling it in my heart. I'm not feeling that I'm there already. So let's clear, delete, transfer, transform all of that. Clear, delete, transfer, transform all that. Let's clear that you have to feel it in your heart first in order to know that it's yours. Let's delete and create, delete and create. That's a beautiful confirmation. But we're going to release any conditions that you're placing on yourself. So a lot of us say, when I do this, then I'll have that. When I feel this, and I have, when I know it'll feel a certain way, or it'll feel a certain way, then I'll know that it's possible for me. So we're going to delete all the conditions about that. Clear, delete, 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 transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, clear, delete, transfer, transform, cross the time, dimension, space, and reality in our direction of time. Let's delete and uncreate all the conditions about having, about receiving, about allowing, about attracting. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. And let's delete all the conditions about earning it or deserving it or being worthy of it. Clear delete, clear delete, clear delete, clear delete, because you already are. You already are. As a divine child, as divine creation, you are already worthy. It is already yours to have. It is already available to you. So we need to cross that bridge over. We need to get to that point where it is mine. It's already within me. I am divine creation. I am abundance within me. It's already mine. There's nothing that I have to do to be worthy of it, be deserving it, to earn it. And when I say earn it, I say it in the context of corporate America or society, when they say, you know, you have to earn your stripes, or you have to earn your position, or you have to earn. We're talking about knowing, like if you have dreams and desires, knowing that you can accomplish that, knowing that that dream is yours, knowing that no one else can create it for you, that no one else can give it to you, and no one else can stand in your way, because it is yours. You're taking ownership of that. So clear all of that, clear all of that, anything and everything that, clear, delete, 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 trust, be transformed, clear, delete, trust, be transformed, clear, delete, transform, across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. We're also going to clear being unlovable or needing to be loved or needing to be lovable in order for you to give this to you. So I'm going to clear all of that, clear all of that, clear all of that. We're going to clear any need about love, any need about gratitude, any need about acceptance. We're removing the conditioning. We're moving the areas of control, the areas that restrict your flow. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Yeah, it's really interesting because now I see you getting there to what you desire. So now that I see you getting there, so you want to really anchor that into your vibration. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Close your eyes and see yourself having it all and anchor it into the now. We're setting it in motion into your vibration. Think about bringing to your mind's eye your vision, your dreams, your greatest desires, and bring them into your vibration. Anchor them into your vibration. Set them in motion so that they can flow into your life. And that is what we're talking about, not needing to earn. It's already set in motion. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Anything in the way of that. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Okay, we're going to open up your heart even more. Okay, let's see. Yeah, so there's a little bit of protection. There's a little bit of hesitation. There's a little bit of reservation. So we're going to delete all of that, delete all of that, delete all that. We're going to delete holding back. We're going to delete putting your hand out. We're going to delete, I don't know, this is maybe too much. Any reservation and any restriction, any precaution, any condition that you have that you're holding on to for yourself, for your ancestors, for your family, for your lineage, for your tribe, for the collective. So we're going to clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, clear, delete, transmute, transform, because of time, dimension, space, and reality. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. When you're with your heart completely open, throat completely open, crown completely open and aligned, state your intention, state your dreams, state your desires, state your greatest wish, and have them come in as you state them, as you see it outside, and then have them come in through your crown, down your third eye, down to your throat, down into your heart, and then into your heart. One more deep breath. One more deep breath. And now amplify them. Amplify them in your field. Make it so. This is my new reality. Make it so. Make it real. Integrate it down to the cellular level. Integrate it down to the DNA level. Integrate it down to the quantum level. Make it so. This is my new reality. My dreams become my reality. One more deep breath. And now bring it all the way down as you're running the energy down, as you're running all the images into your mind. Bring them all the way down, down into your root chakra. So you're fully anchored into your vision. So you're fully anchored into your dream. So you're fully anchored into your desires. And now send a grounding cord to Mother Earth. And you're saying, yes, this is my new reality. This is my new life. This is what I'm claiming now. This is what I'm living into. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One more deep breath. Now amplify that again. One more deep breath. Now let's bring in lots of gold light through your crown, down your third eye, down your throat, down to your heart space. Allow to fill your heart space completely, and then down to your root chakra, all the way down, going through your power center, your sacral chakra, your root chakra, aligning you with your greatest desires, aligning you with everything that you desire. One more deep breath. One more deep breath. One more deep breath. Now amplify your root chakra as if you were creating a foundation. Foundation for your dreams. Foundation for your wealth. Foundation for your prosperity. A foundation for your wealth. Amplify that now. Amplify that now. One more deep breath. And root your foundation into Mother Earth. You're grounding in stability, sustainability, sufficiency, and longevity. One more deep breath. You're grounding in sufficiency, and overflow, sustainability, longevity. You're rooting yourself deep and wide with wealth and abundance and prosperity into Mother Earth, into this reality. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All of you closed that gap. You broke through your ceiling and you stepped over to where your desire is. One more deep breath. Know that you've anchored this already into your vibration. You've anchored into the now. Know that you've raised your vibration around wealth. Know that you've broken through your ceiling. Know that it's already on its way. Trust, allow, and surrender. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Okay, everyone. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Have a great rest of the day. Have a blessed day and many blessings to you. Keep me posted or share with us what you're creating, in terms of, you know, what's manifesting, what's showing up in your reality, so that everybody can you know, celebrate you. The more we celebrate each other, the more we amplify the energy of abundance. So let's do that. Let's do that. Okay, everyone. Namaste. See you soon. Many blessings. Bye for now.